On a sunny Saturday afternoon, activists gather in Diamond Park, across from the Butler County Courthouse. This is part of the Global Frackdown, one of many protests worldwide against fracking for oil and gas. These locals are also waiting, expectantly, for a busload of marchers that have been traveling, mostly walking, across the country.
My name is Lisa DeSantis, and I am an activist clown. Since it's a radio show, you can't see that I have tears of oil dripping down my face.
DeSantis came from the next county over. She thinks fracking should be banned because it can contaminate water.
No one's listening to us. We're just trying to protect what is ours, and we're mama bears standing up with our claws out, ready to attack back at this industry.
Michael Bagdas Canning is wearing a ball cap loaded with anti-fracking buttons. He's with Marcellus Outreach Butler, and he's juggling a cell phone and clipboard because he's the organizer of today's rally. He says his group and others have had small successes, like stopping a new well pad from being built near Lake Arthur, used for fishing and recreation.
Today, we're celebrating a bunch of things. We're also trying to convince people they aren't alone.
A yellow school bus pulls up to the curb alongside the park.
The climate marchers are here!
The procession of about 50 climate marchers melts into the crowd of 100 or so local activists. Lee Stewart is a kind of quiet young man from Virginia. He's just spoken publicly and emotionally to the crowd about joining the climate march to provide a better future for his nephew.
And I guess another reason I joined the march is to try to find hope, because looking around Virginia, I see all of these projects coming up, the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, the compressor stations. No matter what we say and what we do, it seems like they're always approved and we don't really have a voice.
In September, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approved the Cove Point LNG export project in Maryland. When the march reaches D.C. in November, Stewart and others will ask them to reconsider. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Carol Holsapple.